Data.com gives you instant access to new records, updates to existing records, and insightful reporting right within Salesforce. Whether you use Data.com Prospector or Data.com Clean, Data.com reports and dashboards can help you stay in control of your data asset. By the end of this module, you will be able to describe the reports available with Data.com, manage duplicate records by utilizing Data.com reports, control the quality of your Salesforce data, see exactly how Data.com is contributing to your sales pipeline and revenue, find new leads and accounts you already have in Salesforce, and monitor the quality of your records with dashboards. Staying informed of the records that are cleaned and the new records added to Salesforce will help you measure your organization's success with Data.com. Data.com reports give your company insight into how Data.com is impacting your pipeline, revenue, and the overall health of your data asset. Reports are lists or summaries that allow you to aggregate and analyze your data. Salesforce comes with standard reports, and administrators can even build custom reports and report types. Data.com provides customized reports and dashboards in various Data.com packages available at AppExchange. The Salesforce AppExchange is a marketplace where developers create and provide applications that enhance core Salesforce features. It can be accessed through Salesforce apps or by going to appexchange.salesforce.com. The Data.com reports packages are free. If your organization has been using Data.com, you may already have the packages installed. Meet Armando, a sales manager at Green Dot Media. Armando's sales team has been using Data.com to find new accounts, contacts, and leads. He's quite eager to see the impact Data.com has made on the business. Green Dot Media has the Data.com's reports packages already installed. Before he starts, he has questions for his Salesforce administrator, Samantha. What data is included in the Data.com reports, and who has access to these reports? The access to Data.com reports is identical to other reports in Salesforce. Reports show only that data and fields which are visible to the user who is running the report. Access to reports is determined by the folder they are stored in. Not familiar with Salesforce reports? More information can be found in the e-learning course, Getting Started with Reports and Dashboards, in the section, Why Reporting in Salesforce? Click the button to navigate to the Reports and Dashboards Quick Start page, where you'll find a direct link to the course, as well as other helpful resources. Now that Armando has confirmed his access to the reports from Data.com, he is ready to analyze the impact made by Data.com. He clicks the Reports tab in Salesforce. Here, he sees Data.com reports folders with all the available reports. To run a report, he opens the Data.com Prospector Reports folder and clicks its name. Armando is pleased with this report, but it's not showing exactly what he wanted to measure, which is Data.com's impact on Green Dot Media's overall data quality. Let's help Armando explore the different reports he can use, starting with reports on Data.com Clean. Data.com provides possible updates to accounts, contacts, and leads right within Salesforce. When users manually compare data, they can update fields like the title, email address, and phone for contacts. When users compare account records, they can update fields like DUNS number, employees, and annual revenue. All these actions can be tracked easily with reports. Armando wants to know which records are managed by Data.com. In other words, which records in Salesforce correspond to a Data.com record. Armando can run a report to find the answer for each object. Let's explore the contact report. From the Data.com Clean Reports folder, Armando clicks the report Contacts Matched by Data.com. The report is configured to retrieve all contacts with a Data.com key. This key is a unique number field on accounts, contacts, and leads that appears if a record was added to Salesforce from Data.com or successfully matched during a clean process. So any records with a data.com key are records matching a corresponding data.com record. Now, Armando wants to know how many of the managed reports have a clean status of different. This helps Armando determine how many records need to be reviewed. If it's a large number, he may decide to have blank values automatically filled in with clean, or even assign someone on his team to update them. Let's watch as Armando runs the report and discovers other reports he can use. Armando's sales team is coming up on a slow sales month. He wants to help increase their prospect base and wonders whether there may be potential opportunities with their existing customers. Users with data.com Prospector have access to the D&B company object with over 100 D&B account fields, which is not only visible under the accounts, but also available for workflow and reporting. For example, Armando can build a custom report to find where Green Dot Media has white space. White space refers to the accounts in Salesforce that are not current customers, but have a relation to another account with a closed opportunity. In the following demonstration, we'll learn how to build this report in three simple steps. Armando can run data.com reports whenever he needs to dive into the data, but he would also like a visual representation of the data. The data.com reports package provides three dashboards: Prospector, Premium, and Clean. The Clean dashboard shows accounts, contacts, and leads by clean status. This gives him an idea of how many records are not found compared to how many are managed by data.com. He can also see how his team is doing with the cleanup by monitoring the number of records with a different status. He also sees how many total records are matched to a data.com record in easy-to-read pie charts. The records grouped by duplicate keys give him the total number of possible dupes in the database. Armando tracks how many records are being cleaned by data.com in the dashboard. When Armando switches to the Prospector dashboard, he can see his return on investment. For example, the dashboard shows the percentage of sales forecast that comes from records added from data.com. Armando can also see the percentage of sales revenue that includes records straight from data.com. So, in this case, 72% of their forecast was due to records sourced from data.com, and 94% of their revenue was from data.com records. The additional dashboards here will help Armando determine their return on investment. Armando can also access data.com Premium dashboard, which he can use to leverage the rich set of D&B company data to improve sales planning and business strategy. Now that Armando knows how data.com is impacting his business, he'd like a way to measure historical usage. The Prospector dashboard shows how many leads, contacts, and accounts have been added to Salesforce by individual users. If Armando clicks the Leads Added from data.com graph, it will take him to the report. Here, he can change the time frame to show historical usage for each user. That way, he can see how many records each user has added from data.com.